On a long and windy hilltop, beneath the roof of tin, in a little wallpapered bedroom, I'd done my growing. Twas there I draped my dreams, there I hung my jeans, and wandered through my puberty as all do. My mother was a tight knot, bound up with false guilt, strapped up in her fury, a wall she had built. An independent girl in a dark and cruel world, she'd lost the way to say, okay, now lay back. We disagreed on most things. I shouted peace and love, the family of mankind, the symbol of the dove. She only saw the surface of things before her face, but I was young and argued on for hours. My father, he liked poetry, a scholar he might have made, had he not been born a poor boy, barefoot and underpaid. So the man worked with his hands up and down the land, his dream forgot, he thought that I must follow. With his Marxist worker's wisdom, he'd read a thing or two. He once had been a mason, but he never followed through. Always kind and thoughtful, smelling of machine oil, and he read me poetry of visionaries. I flunked my way to college, a looser kind of school, bobbery bob and playtime, arty feeling cool. A chance to live an artist, digging the Raven scene, reading Kerouac and Ginsberg, well juiced. I was not academic, art and English lit, the history of mankind, I like that I bit. And what was I to do? The choices, they were few, a downright disgrace to the working classes, a downright disgrace to the working classes, a downright disgrace to the working classes, a downright disgrace to the working classes.